I'm here with Tom Gross, the MC at the annual RFK Center Charity Golf Tournament at the Hannahsport Club. Tom, you've been MCing this event since its inception 21 years ago.
Yeah, 21 years. Boy, time flies, but we've seen an awful lot. We've had some great athletes out here. You know, we've had the short drive contest. And I think Bill Murray, you know, he always seems to get off the tee, but at this one shot maybe 6 years ago, he hit a couple in the woods, and I thought fish and game were going to be all over us. But, you know, they never came around. So it was good. He just went in the woods, came out with about a dozen balls, and then went on his way.
Have you ever had any golfer have to climb a tree to find their ball?
No, you know, because Ethel likes to keep the pace moving. Once you get those balls launched in some of these trees, traditionally the wind will bring it down. But if it stays entrenched up there, it's best to just move on because it's a scramble. And, you know, somebody's going to be out there in the fairway, so it's not a big deal.
And I noticed today during the event, you were the MC, non-stop for what, 6 hours?
Yeah, this was our biggest event ever. I mean, every hole had two teams on it. So I started talking at 9 o'clock and finished at 10 minutes of four. So there was an awful lot. You know, I've got the beautiful Hyannisport Country Club. I've got the 18th green, so I can look at, you know, call that action and then see who's up on the first tee and get them going too. So it's great. You know, like when Bill comes on, you know, like the aggravating babble of a used car salesman or the feeling of cheap polyester against the skin. There's something vaguely disturbing about the way that Bill Murray addresses the ball. I don't know what it is. I'm just doing the best I can with what I got to work with. But when you got Bill Murray and George Lopez and Matt McCoy and Jim Rice and Jim Lomborg, John Havlicek, these guys coming up, you know, you've got a lot to work with. It's pretty easy, actually.
I hear you. Over the years, was there any special, I don't know, incidents that might have happened out there on the course?
One of the great memories is Michael Kennedy, the late, great Michael Kennedy. We had a playoff because the teams were tied after 6 hours of competition, and they had a playoff on number 18, and he was 12 feet off the green, and he chipped in to win it. And that was one of the highlights in terms of, you know, athleticism. I mean, I can sit here and talk about the non-athletic memories, but, you know, this is a golf tournament, and your listeners, I'm sure, like to hear about the glory shots, but when Michael Kennedy chipped that ball in, it must have been a 45-foot shot to win it.
That's crazy.
In sudden death. Dude, good as it gets.
And what was the weather conditions like, you know, today? Or?
No, that was one of the days where the sun did make an appearance. And I remember when Bill said, you know, 16 seconds per round. Well, it did come out for those 16 seconds. And that's when it was a very ethereal
moment. Skies opened.
They opened, the ray of light came. And I was kind of taken aback because the ray of light actually landed on the ball. And I just thought something magical was going to happen. And it did. I don't know. He hit it with the accuracy of a Zen archer. It's amazing.
So you do a lot of other charity events, MCing. Can you tell me about those?
I do Lance Armstrong's event for cancer, Michael Bolton's event for women and children at risk with Dave Mason.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but did you see Michael recently on Dancing with the Stars? What's up with that?
I love Michael. I've been doing his event for 20 years, and I've known him since he was famous. But I think he was the dude that should have been thrown off.
But you would think he would have rhythm.
Dance,
he had no
man.
Rhythm.
No, I think he was just caught up in the enormous situation that he was in. And he really didn't dance much.
That's the thing.
He did that one little foxtrot along, and then he just kind of moved and grooved. He didn't really
And his music is so, you would think, he'd be a good dancer.
You know, he lost votes when he came out of the doghouse. I do that, and American Airlines Celebrity Golf for the Komen Foundation, American Airlines Celebrity Ski for cystic fibrosis, a whole slew of them. Andre Agassi's for his school in Las Vegas, done that a lot. Country in the Rockies for the Vanderbilt Cancer Center down in Nashville. Whole slew of them. So
you're a golfer. You love golf.
I love golf, but I've sat here for 21 years and I've never played this course. Just came
back.
Yeah, I've never played it. I've sat up here over the practice green and the first tee and the 18th green for 21 years. Ethel always invites me to come down and play, and I'm going to have to take her up on it because it looks beautiful.
Why don't you stay and play it the day before or the day after? I mean, that's crazy.
I know. Well, I'm always coming in from the American Airlines event in California. he's just not, hasn't been any time. But it's just to be able to do this and play my small role in helping raise funds for human rights and those less fortunate. That's the good stuff. That's what it's all about.
You know, you're a classic broadcasting guy. What do you think of all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, instant blah, blah, blah?
You know, I was talking with some people last night, and I said, you know what? The day is going to come when you're going to walk into somebody's home, and there's going to be nothing but a Kittle, an iPad, or an iPod, a TV. There will be no books. There will be no newspapers within sight. I'm old school. When I go to the beach, I want a book. If I'm not at the beach, I want the book. I want to feel it. I want to touch it. I want the old vinyl albums to come back. I want to open up that Jethro Tull Aqualung album. I want to open up Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore East. I want that album. I want to see it. I want to feel it. I want to touch it. You know, I don't, you know, the whole music industry is crazy. I have a song on Kenny Chesney's Lucky Old Son album that I co-wrote. And, you know, this thing is just fading away. Everybody's downloading it. They don't have the liner notes. They don't have any of this stuff. And I'm dead set against it. I think they call it progress. I call it going back to the Stone Age.
Wow.
I'm very, very, you know, it isn't progress. I want to feel the book. I want to open up a James Clavell novel. And I want to feel it. I want the Robert Ludlum. I want the Ken Follett. I want to feel it and I want to touch it. I want to get suntan lotion on those pages. And I want those albums. And they come down to the little CDs. You know, well, all right, I learned to live with it. And now there's nothing. I went over to find Newbery Comics here in Hyannisport because I go there every year. I've gone there for 21 years to just check it out. Gone. Vacant. Done. History. Color them no more. It's disappointing. So I'm not a fan of it. And the young generation, it's all they know and they think it's great. But guess what? They don't know what it's like to go in there and get the new Yes album that opens up into three parts. They don't get that. They will not experience that. They're going to download nothing. Sorry. You can download the little picture on your little iPod. Oh, there it is. Look at this. Look at this artwork. Yeah, it's nice.
I can see you're a really passionate supporter of human rights as well as a passionate, you know, passionate.
I'm passionate for those less fortunate.
Listen, I'm going to let you go now.
All right. Well,
it was
thanks.
A pleasure meeting you, and maybe we'll see you here next year.
Look forward to it. You know, right. And thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Spreading the word of
I love
Bill
it.
Murray and Ethel.
Definitely.
Thanks, you're the best.
All
I'm
right.
going to get your show in up in New Hampshire.
Listen,
I'm going to
live.
Go get one of those things there, the military things where you can listen to anything.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.